With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
From Autosport.com and Autosport Magazine, I'm Martin Lee, and this is the Autosport Podcast. NASCAR has seen nothing like it. A final turn overtake by going around the outside and hitting the wall intentionally. It's something out of video games, as our editor Charles Bradley said, part inspiration, part insanity. Even the driver said, his eggs were slightly scrambled afterwards. If you haven't seen it, Ross Chastain didn't even lift off, didn't even brake for turn three on the final lap of Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series playoff race at Martinsville. Instead, he grabbed fifth, nailed the gas, and went round the outside by using the wall to bounce off. Like I say, this is video game stuff, but had he practiced it, had he thought about it in advance, will any driver want to do it again? And is it even safe to do that if you premeditate it? Let's get up to speed with Motorsport.com's primary NASCAR editor, Nick DeGroote. Nick, probably a debut for you on the Autosport podcast, so welcome along.
Yeah, it's cool to be here. I do believe this is my first time.
So let's talk NASCAR, because this has captivated the world. The clip's gone round the world many times. NASCAR is about entertainment. Let's face it. And this was the most entertaining thing. Fernando Alonso tweeted, "This is motorsport's best moment of 2022. I've briefly introduced what happened there. This crazy intentional crash, sort of. But can you just lay the table a little bit for us? Where were NASCAR, for any of our fans that aren't, you know, following it week in, week out, where were NASCAR racing? What was the format of the race? You know, how many cars? What was at stake for finishing that high up? Can you sort of let us know the background leading up to this event?"
Yeah, so after the first 26 races, NASCAR resets the championship for the top 16 people in points. Sometimes it's not so much the guy with the most points, it's the guys with the wins, and then they go by points because wins get preferential treatment over playoff points. But once we get into the playoffs, they start chopping down the field every three races, down to 12, down to 8. and each round is three races. And this last race, the penultimate race of the 2022 season at Martinsville Speedway, a little half-mile short track, that cut the field from 8 to 4. And those final four get to battle for the championship this weekend. No points, highest finisher among them is the champion. So it's really the big one you need to get if you want to win this championship. It's the last step onto that final pedestal so you can really go for it. And Ross Chastain, in his first year as a NASCAR Cup Series winner, in Trackhouse Racing's first year as a fully autonomous racing organization, have a chance to make it to the Final Four with the most established teams in NASCAR, Penske, Gibbs, Hendrick, and so on. And he's 2 points out on the final lap. Denny Hamlin, a NASCAR veteran, he's never won the championship, though one of the most successful drivers in history without a title, he's 5 positions up the road from Ross, and each position is 1 point. So Ross needs to pass 2 cars on the last lap. His spotter tells him that, his crew chief tells him that, and they think, okay, he's going to send it off from the final corner, just run over people, because unfortunately we see a lot of that at this point in the playoffs. People get very desperate, and it can get messy, it can get dirty. But he found another way. He threw that thing against the wall, like you said, and let it ride wide open and made up 5 positions and made the Final Four. It's just incredible.
It defies physics. I've seen some stuff afterwards saying that when he grabbed 5th, a gear you wouldn't normally use on this track, he pulled 5 Gs in the first part of the corner at 125 miles an hour, easily the fastest ever lap by something like 1.8 or 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And it worked. And he pulled it off. He intentionally sent it into the wall. Like, these cars are built tough. I couldn't believe what I was watching. He didn't spin. He didn't wreck. Just, it's something out of a video game. And I'm sure if anyone listening hasn't seen it, they're going to go and watch it right now. But let's get into what happened. So he and Hamlin are tied on points. He has to pull something off. Now, NASCAR drivers have spotters, and his spotter tells him, what if you, I think if I've, I've tried to watch this in real time, he's on like turn two or something where his spotter says, you need 2 spots here, because it all happens so quickly. Ross replies, gotta get him. And the spotter says, yeah, gotta get him, need 2. And at that point, I think Bell crosses the line to win. No one's talking about the winner, by the way, after this event.
Poor Bell. Which is he had a great race too, winning his way in the final round. Nobody cares.
No one cares. And he just absolutely full wide open hits the wall and rides it round the outside at speed. Phil Surgeon, the crew chief, is immediately on the radio going like, that's ridiculous, dude. You start to hear the other drivers. Joey Logano goes, holy bleep, did you see that? Chase Briscoe says, that's literally the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. Now, the opportunity to race for a championship with Logano, Elliott, and Bell. Look, 75 years of NASCAR. Is it next year?
Yeah.
I can't think that anybody, and I'm not the most hardcore NASCAR fan, but I can't think I've ever seen this before. But what I want to know is, has anyone tried it and failed before?
Yeah, when you saw the NASCAR industry people on that last lap, their genuine reaction, it tells you that's never successfully been done before. But it has been attempted a few times. And I think the key here was the car itself, because we've seen it in previous years. Kyle Larson, who ironically enough was kind of critical of it after the race, one of the only drivers who was, he tried it last year at Darlington, didn't work. He also kind of tried it in an Xfinity race at Darlington earlier this year, a track where you are close to the wall to begin with, and it didn't work. But yeah, it's never, ever worked that way before. Collard's tried it to win a race against Jimmy Johnson back in 2008, didn't work. Nobody has been able to gain a single position doing that, let alone pass 5 cars. That was just insane.
Let's start to dissect what happens and what it really means. So let's work out what happens. He hits the wall and doesn't spin. He doesn't blow a tire that immediately, you know, he doesn't hit a gate that then sort of, I don't know, somehow opens, or he doesn't catch anything. It's smooth. Is there anything to do with this current generation of NASCAR cars where he felt, right now I think I'm able to do it and I'm going to be able to ride it?
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. I don't think he had any idea that it would work. And we've heard since then that he didn't think of it until that final moment. Just, I need 2 spots. What do I do? Well, let's throw it on the wall and see what happens. And it's funny that with this car, Its major criticism has been how rigid it is, because we've had multiple crashes where drivers are saying, that's the hardest crash in my career. Tyler Reddick retired from that race in the middle of it because he got run into on a restart and said, I'm not feeling too well, I got to pull out of the race. We got Alex Bowman and Kurt Busch have been silent with concussions because of wrecks in this car. It's not a car you want to hit anything in on purpose. But as we saw there, when he did, that car held up. I think the car last year, he would have peeled the right side off of it. He would have blown the tire. It would have ground to a halt or at least lost so much speed that it wouldn't have worked, especially at Martinsville with how fast he was going for how slow the corners are supposed to be. But yeah, this car, for all its criticism, is what made that move possible. I don't think it works any other year in any other car, and I don't think it works this weekend in any other car, trucks or Xfinity, if those title contenders are looking at doing the same thing. I don't think it works in those cars. I think it can only work in this very strange, very unique cup car we have.
Let me ask you, did you see it in real time? Were you even watching?
So that's the crazy thing, because I was watching, and he comes off turn two, and they're focusing on him, Hamlin, and Bell with three different screens, and I'm like, okay, it's over. And I look down, and I'm beginning to type out a tweet, you know, for the finish, Bell wins, Hamlin's the last one in. And by the time I look up, the broadcaster's shouting about something, and I see Ross side by side with Denny, and there's smoke everywhere. And I don't know what's happening. I don't know. Well, what is this? Are we already on the cooldown lap? Is he going after Hamlin? Is he mad at him for something earlier? Wait, we're on the front stretch. How is he there? What just happened? You couldn't even process it. And I think that's how people at the track were. They're like, what just happened? It's just complete awe, complete amazement. And that was really the universal sentiment from drivers after the race. Really the only ones who was just outwardly critical, that was Kyle Larson. And Joey Logano, he loved it the most. He was laughing. He ran up to Ross after the thing. He thought it was the coolest thing ever, but he gave a more nuanced, I think, opinion later on the possible can of worms that opens.
He's one of the drivers afterwards that said, well, hey, look, now that box is open and that move is now fair play. And like I said in the intro of this, I wasn't kind of making a sly dig at, you know, Formula One or whatever, but we have come off Formula One where, you know, one team sent a driver out with a wobbly wing mirror and another team protested and then they got sent back a few places. Then it went to the next race and that team that got penalized went back to the stewards and they've gone, oh no, actually, I think you'll find the actual set. And then it was rescinded. Like NASCAR is about, I think one of the reasons I love NASCAR is because it's almost the anti-F1. It's about the show, and it's just about the entertainment.
Sometimes to its detriment, but yeah.
So how does NASCAR, how do you think NASCAR reacts to this? Now, it didn't go wrong, but as some of the drivers are saying, well, it could have gone wrong. What if he starts riding up the wall? There's fans very close. What if bits of bodywork are kind of hitting the catch fencing and stuff like that? So, firstly, has NASCAR reacted officially yet?
Yeah, they actually were very quick to get ahead of this, I think, because of all the international attention it was getting and all the debate that was raging afterwards. And they very quickly said, that is legal, that is within the bounds of the rule book, and it will continue to be legal this weekend for the finale, if anyone's brave enough to try it, because we don't want to change the rules after 35 races. But, you know, we might also look at this in the off season, because even if it doesn't work anywhere else, we go to Martinsville twice a year, and he just showed you can gain 2 seconds at a small 20-second short track just by riding the wall the last corner. So if we go back to Martinsville next year and it's still legal, that might lead to some headaches for NASCAR.
It's almost like when you watch it, if any of our listeners to this podcast haven't seen it, then I mean, it's almost worth pressing pause on the podcast and finding the clip, because it's like a video game where just that one car has been put on fast forward. And he goes around the outside of everybody else. But what's your take on whether anybody else will try it? Because the car was wrecked after that. You got 2 turns to do it. You're not going to be doing it on, you know, lap 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and going back to your other point there, when I first sent that video to somebody, the first response I got was, is that video sped up? Can I have the real one? I'm like, that's how it looked in real time, which just made it all the more absurd. And thankfully, nobody came up in front of him, because that would have been one wreck. But now that people know it's coming, that's part of the problem at Phoenix. Even if you were to try it at Phoenix, I think someone will come up and defend it. And by defend it, I mean plant their car in front of you, and then they're going to get run over, which is just going to be a mess for everybody involved. But I really don't know what to expect this weekend. This could be the most boring race, boring finale in NASCAR history, yet at the white flag, we'll all be glued to the TV like, is somebody going to try it and is it going to work? I mean, you really don't know, especially at Phoenix. It's such a uniquely shaped track.
All right, coming up on the podcast next, a bit more reaction from the rest of NASCAR into this and what it means for the future. Stick around. That's on the way.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
All right, let's get back to the podcast. So let's talk a bit more about the reaction of this. So I think immediately afterwards, there seemed to be some saltiness from some other drivers. But was that just because they didn't think about doing it?
Well, I mean, the main person who was salty was Kyle Larson, which is really weird because he's tried this not once but twice over the last 12 months, and it did not work. So, yeah, I think there's a little sour grapes there coming from Larson, but I can also understand his hesitation. Like, oh, man, that could have gone some other ways, and thankfully it didn't. And especially Larson, he's been around the block. He's been in a lot of racing cars before. He's really seen it all, especially on the short track, dirt track scene that he really loves so much. But I think, yeah, he was just a little mad after that race. Like, dang, why didn't I think of that? And even Joey said, he's like, if I knew that was a thing, I could have won this race earlier this year. Chase Briscoe saying, I could have won this race today. He was leading it with a few laps to go. But there are a lot of drivers that I think any of their disagreement with the move is less so in its legality and more so in, why didn't I think of that? Why did he think of it first? And I really think that's what it comes down to. And the more we talked about it, it went away from Ross because everyone just kind of universally was like, that was awesome. Kudos to him to be able to do that. Even Kevin Harvick, who not just a couple years ago, was very critical of Ross Chastain when he was climbing up the ladder. He had nothing but praise to say for it. But I think the concern now is, of course, Pandora's box. Like, okay, where does this work? I'm sure people are practicing it for Phoenix just in case, see what happens. And if someone does it at Phoenix, or even if someone doesn't, what if you're the leader? What if you're entering the last corner and you got Ross Chastain behind you? It's like, do I put my car on the wall? Because he might, and then he'll beat me, and then people will say, why didn't you do it? And if you do put it in the wall and it doesn't work and he just passes you on the normal racing line, you're going to look like a fool. So it really is such an interesting situation, and I would not want to be the leader on the last lap at Phoenix with somebody just a few car lengths behind me, because how do you defend that?
Well, of course, Chastain did hit a car as he crossed the line, but the closing speed was pretty low. But if there's an offset, a differential of 50 miles an hour, you know, if you're in a car and another car hits you at 50 miles an hour, like that's a big shunt waiting to happen. So if more drivers try this and it doesn't work, could you see NASCAR getting involved? Now, the night before this, there was who was it? Was it Ty Gibbs wrecking Brandon Jones?
Yes.
Out of the Xfinity Series playoffs. So if NASCAR aren't going to get involved and insert themselves in a way that, like I say, like I'm normally doing the Formula One podcast and I love F1, but just to make that comparison, in a way that the regulators, they're the stewards, tend to insert themselves into a lot of situations in Formula One. Like, if NASCAR's not going to get involved in that the day before, are they just going to stand back and just see how this plays out?
Yeah, I love Formula One too, and I get really missed sometimes by their overreach, I think. But on the NASCAR side, it's usually on the other end of the spectrum. They're not getting involved enough. And like you said, if they're not going to do anything about Ty Gibbs intentionally wrecking his teammate and changing the championship four in the Xfinity Series, I mean, what can they do with this? I mean, they can say it's a safety situation, But even then, what do? If someone hits the wall, do you just throw the caution? Do you end the race under caution? What if there's a side-by-side battle for the lead ahead? What if it's just a normal incident and they're completely out of the way? I mean, you got to make a last-second decision. Is something that I think they said Ross's whole thing from turn three to the finish line, that lasted like 4 seconds. I mean, you can't react that quickly up in the tower. So in order to shut the Pandora's box, they would in turn be opening up another one because, okay, then when do you call the caution? When do you call that as wall riding? Is this a penalty? Is that? And NASCAR has always shied away from that. They don't like it. They have to deal with it enough with the yellow line rule on the super speedways, which seems black and white, but even that always ends up having controversy. So they really don't need another one.
Yeah, Formula One fans would know it, the equivalent of track limits, which just, again, drives me mad, and I'm bored of talking about it on the F1 podcast, because a driver can do an amazing lap and they get their time deleted because, you know, track limits at some corners, you know, not others. Is there any suggestion that perhaps if they need to legislate against this, that, I mean, how do you even make the rule? What if a driver uses the wall to go faster and gains a place? Is that like the equivalent of track limits? I don't know how they'd even work it.
That's the problem, because it can't be universal either, because there's so many different tracks on the schedule, and there's some of them, like Homestead and Darlington, the line is right next to the wall. You're like inches from the wall there all around the track. And so if somebody touches it, what, they're going to get a penalty because they were overtaking someone? I mean, if they were to try to legislate this, they would have to do it by track. Be like, okay, we're not going to do it at Homestead. We're not going to do it at Darlington because it's not really a danger. Everybody's fine. Cars get in the wall there all the time. There's never any problems. But at Martinsville, you know, you got to go way out of the groove to hit that wall. So if you're up there, there's already something going on. So maybe at Martinsville, maybe it's a Martinsville-only rule, just like the yellow line rule is just for Daytona and Talladega, and I now think Atlanta, since they reconfigured it into a pack race. But that's how they would have to do it, I think. It would have to be track by track. Okay, this track you can't do that. This track you can, so on and so forth. And maybe it becomes a Martinsville-only rule, the Chastain rule at Martinsville, and everywhere else it's still free game until somebody proves it works there. But I guess we'll find out this weekend at Phoenix, maybe, if it works, because I think if you are the guy second or third or fourth and you're close enough, you gotta, because everyone's gonna look at you after this, but why didn't you try it? What you have to lose? It's like he's put everyone in a box. It's like, okay, well, now I kind of have to. They're gonna think I didn't want it bad enough.
Final question. I mean, NASCAR drivers can be of a certain breed. Do they sometimes need saving against themselves with rules to stop them doing stupid stuff?
Oh, absolutely. I think all race car drivers like that in a way.
Well, yeah.
And I think if NASCAR doesn't step in next year, like in during the offseason and time for next year, then they're going to have to step in the middle of 2023, especially with the two Martinsville races coming up next year. You're going to see something. Someone's going to try it. It's not going to work. They're going to wreck. They're going to maybe climb the wall and get into the catch fence, or God forbid the gate that goes through the safer barrier that gives and they catch on that. We've seen what that does to race cars in the past. So I think it's an awesome moment for NASCAR. I think it's incredible. And I hope after Phoenix, they take a look at it, because I don't think you can do it at every track. Like, I don't think you can legislate at every track, but maybe it can become a Martinsville rule, kind of like the yellow line rule at Super Speedways. Hey, can't do this here because you gained 2 seconds a lap and you're going 70 miles per hour quicker and it's too dangerous. But, you know, if you want to ride the wall at Darlington and Homestead, we've seen that before. It's not really too dangerous. Go right ahead. Maybe that's the way they have to do it. Otherwise, we might have half the field riding the wall at Martinsville next year on the last lap.
Well, I'm pretty sure that the viewing figures for Phoenix this weekend are probably going to be a little bit higher than they would have been otherwise. I think there's been a few new NASCAR fans tuning in to go, this is wild. What's NASCAR all about? Or even our lapsed viewers to be like, actually, no, I'm going to give it another go. So I'm sure people tuning in to the race midday Sunday local time, I think 7 p.m. I think here, UK time. The US changes your clocks this weekend, Saturday into Sunday. You go back onto daylight savings, so 1 hour back. So yeah, that'll be fascinating to watch.
I hate daylight savings.
Oh,
it's
man.
So confusing.
And we're apart right now, so all my US friends are like, how far ahead are you? I'm like, 1 hour less for 1 week. Hey, look, thank you so much for joining us on the Autosport Podcast, your debut appearance. It'd be great to have you back the next time something absolutely wild happens in NASCAR. So thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys. Maybe next week, depending on what happens at Phoenix.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
The just because deal.
Hey, oh, what's this?
Breakfast from Mickey D's.
For me?
Yep.
Why?
Because it's morning and you like McDonald's. Let's eat while it's hot.
There's a deal for every act of kindness at McDonald's.
You don't need a reason when the one and only hot and melty sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.50. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.